Welcome to another episode ng ano ulit title natin?
Good Nights!
Good Nights!
With Eboy!
And Faye!
Yay!
Yay! So we're on our third episode and good news mula sa amin kasi apparently may mga listeners pala kami talaga.
Yup, why? Baka tayo nagkaroon ng listeners?
Paano why?
Hindi kasi diba we uploaded first
We uploaded on Anchor and apparently, hindi namin alam, hindi kami nagbabasa ng terms and conditions. Sina-upload pala nila
on Spotify
and other platforms. So,
yeah, apparently, which is cool.
So, sabi dun, ang latest count, like, we have like 44 listeners.
Or I think 10 of those, it was me.
Oh, probably. So, mga 30 na.
Yeah. For their, ano lang, quick walk, screenshot ko. Sige. Quick, info, you can listen to our podcast.
Legit, ang legit.
You can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Those are, I think, the three known.
Yeah, or just Spotify.
Or just maybe. Spotify. And then yeah. may ibang Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Podcasts, which I don't know na, but if you guys are listening there, we're available there.
Yeah. And also, kung meron kayong like feedback and reactions and suggestions kung ano yung mga magandang topics, you can always contact us sa mga aming mga social media accounts na alam niyo naman na siguro kasi kayo lang naman nakikinig sa amin.
For our friends. Anyways, well, I think pwede nang ano yun, segue yun to our
yes.
topic today.
Okay. Yun nga, kasi ang itong topic for today comes from caller number one.
Yeah. We were supposed to have a different topic, but we decided, parang mas better yung topic na to. So this was suggested by our friend from downstairs.
From downstairs. Hi, downstairs.
Hi, downstairs. You know who you are if you listen to this. So, Eboy, tell us. Ano
tong
topic
na to? Wow, and well.
Wow.
Wow, ganun. We're talking about exes tonight.
Exes tonight. Super random topic actually. Hindi naman ito pumasok.
Sabi mo nga clickbait topic to. Pag na-title, uy, tungkol sa ex yung uusapan nila. Sure, makikinig yung mga
to. Pero kasi parang I think overrated na din eh. Kasi hindi ba kakalabas lang ng exes baggage na movie?
Overrated ba yun? Or gusto mo lang talaga pag-usapan yung exes baggage right now?
Hindi. Marami nang
nag-usap tungkol sa ex. So, segue, gusto lang natin talaga pag-usapan yung excess baggage muna. Ganun. Kasi, pinanood namin separately, tapos parang okay naman siya na movie.
Tell me your thoughts about it.
Actually, nakalimutan ko na kasi medyo two weeks na yung nakaraan eh.
2 weeks na, diba?
Oh, pero maganda siyang movie talaga, maliban sa fact na Angelica and Carlo siya.
Carlo, oh my God. Nikilig talaga ako.
Okay yung movie na yun kasi parang it's just a normal ex, hindi mo siya normal ex movie. Pero alam mo, kaya siya excess baggage kasi excess comes with baggage talaga.
Yeah, which is good. As in maganda, I remember, Eboy, pinag-usapan natin to dati. As in yung bagage.
Ah, sige.
Diba nyo na-describe ko ba sa'yo? Okay, anyways. Hindi naman na-describe, pero...
What do you mean na-describe? Okay, fine.
Hindi,
kasi, like, how do you, like, define yung baggage nung ex?
Well, me personally, na-feel ko talaga yun kasi I wasn't ready to move on yet. And then, when I described my feeling to a guy, ang metaphor ko talaga was baggage. I think also because of the, yung movie na, ano yun, Tadhana? Ano yun?
That Thing Called Tadhana?
That Thing Called Tadhana. Bagahe din yung metaphor nila eh. Which is good.
Oo.
It's a good metaphor. Kasi mabigat talaga eh.
Oo.
Mabigat, naka-lock.
Oo.
You carry it with you everywhere you go. Pero honestly, you can leave it naman.
Pero bakit hindi mo siya nalileave?
Ako ba tatanong mo?
Oo.
Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi kasi I think it's a person's choice to carry it with her or him. At that time lang talaga, hindi pa ako ready. Parang airport lang yan.
Okay.
I was gonna nag-ready si Eboy ng plot.
Nakalimutan ko na sabi ko yung pelikula. So binabasa ko ngayon yung plot ng pelikula.
Anyway, sige. Since Eboy asked me, I think parang airport lang yan. Pupunta ka sa destination mo, right? And then, meron kang dalang bagahe with you. And then, apparently, tapos na yung flight mo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, hindi kayo nagkasama nung... Para sa susunod na flight mo, yung sa susunod mo na destination, susunod na gate, kumbaga, sa airport, hindi na siya kasama. He decided, or you both decided, hindi na kayo together. Ibang gate na siya. Iba na yung destination mo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, dala mo pa rin yung bagahe niya. Kasi sa flight, nag-share kayo ng gamit and all. So, mahirap lang magbawas. Yun. Bagahe mo yun, mahirap magbawas. I don't think you're carrying your ex's baggage. You're carrying your own baggage, gets? Na may laman na gamit niya.
Uh-huh.
It's your choice kung tatanggalin mo yung gamit niya in that baggage or not. That time, I wasn't ready to let go of his
So things. Ngayon, pwede mo nang masabi na like, wala na yung...
Walang laman, dude! Walang laman yung bagahe ko right now.
So pwede ka na maglagay ng bagong mga bagong bili dyan.
Oo. Pero hindi pa ready. Parang okay pa ako na so far na empty yung bagahe ko. And you know, travel alone. Solo backpacker.
Ko
me right now. And I'm happy. Ikaw. Have you ever had that experience na may nasabi mong may bagahe ka pa towards your ex?
Well, sa mga like past relationships na ganun, yung bagahe is always like bagaan.
What do you mean?
Kasi like literally in like in reality, magaan din ako mag-pack ganun.
So you don't take a lot from your ex?
Oo. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung parang ano eh, kapag naniniwala
ka. Hindi kasi
ikaw ba muna?
ikaw.
Naniniwala rin kasi ako like for sa mga bagay or like moments or like memories, hindi mo sila kailangang itapon or iano. For example, yung mga bagay na galing sa ex mo again, hindi mo sila kailangang itapon or ano dahil sa nare-remind sila lagi nung ex mo, kailangan mo lang itapon yung alaala ng bagay na yun. And I think it works for me. Parang, minsan kasi sayang yung bagay.
Really? Ako naman, anything, tangible thing, has memory in them. You can't erase that.
You can't erase it, pero you can choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
So, maybe choose to ignore it. So, yung, halimbawa, kung balik tayo dun sa maleta, dun sa baggage, I really just pack lightly. Ganyan. Na parang...
So, you don't take a lot nga from your ex?
Oo.
Kumbaga... Maybe because you haven't loved that much.
Nung umalis na ako, basically, alam ko na yung mga kailangan ko lang dalin. Ganyan. Before pa man ako, pumunta sa airport.
For your next destination.
Oo. Alam ko na kung ano yung kailangan ko lang dalin. Yung iba, iniwan ko na.
Ganun. Sa kanya?
Oo. Ganyan. Which is like, ano naman, tama naman.
Mabilis kang mag-let go. Huwag natin yung metaphor.
Ako personally, mabilis ako mag-let go. Ano, parang pag ayaw na ng tao, edo okay, fine, okay.
Mabilis, Abby.
parang, ewan ko, mapipilit mo ba yung tao?
Hindi mo naman mapipilit. I guess, siguro yun yung difference namin ni Eboy. Mali ko rin yun. Learnings ko din siya. Latcher ako. Pero, I'm not a bad ex, I think.
Mamaya pa natin, dito sa ating bullet points. Mamaya pa natin, maja-judge kung good or bad ex tayo sa mga exes natin in the past.
Pero going back dun sa movie, yung kay Carlo Aquino, si Carlo talaga yung may baggage eh. Hindi naman si Angelica eh.
Pero, meron dong like moment doon sa movie na na-trigger din si Angelica doon sa ex eh.
Oo. Pero I think Angelica is like you. Ano na siya eh, willing na siya to like, you know, let go of it and explore. Oo. Ang may mali, I mean, ang inaamin niya, may mga mali ako, may mga pagkukulang ako. Si Carlo kasi is still going back to his ex.
Oo, kasi parang nagpapa-impress pa siya doon sa ex niya and stuff and parang, ewan ko, ex mo na eh.
That's sad kasi bakit ka pumatol? Yun yung tanong ko, Eboy.
Oh.
bakit may mga tao pumapatol sa iba knowing na hindi pa naman sila fully moved on with their ex?
Kasi feeling nila yung tao na to will help them recover. Like, the...
Pero hindi ba nila naisip na you're gonna hurt that person?
Kasi yung nag-expect din sila, probably, na what if mag-workout tong person na to for me. So, hindi ko na kailangan, like, bumalik man, as in sobrang strong lang na feelings ko dito kay new girl, kay new guy, ganyan. Hindi ko na kailangan bumalik. Eh, most of the time, like 90% of the time, ma-mention lang yung pangalan ng ex, eh. Biglang nagpa-flashback na, tapos wala na eh.
Ano, I think hindi may maiwasan. Wala lang, ang sakit lang. Like ako for Angelica, parang sakit. Kasi okay na sana sila eh.
Well, it's called rebound.
That's for, sad. I hate that.
I mean, yeah, it happens. I don't do that. Pero, well, it happens talaga to people na they tend to, hindi naman use talaga, pero inadvertently use people to bounce back. Ganun. Kasi it makes them feel better. Kasi, syempre,
have you done that?
Hindi nga, di ako nag-rebound. Laging, pag nagkaroon ako ng relationship, laging matagal until the next relationship. Mm. Eh. Like, may gap talaga eh.
Me din, never akong nag-rebound. Ever. Hindi ko kaya eh. Oh. Well, kasi nga, latcher ako.
Oo. Kasi feeling ko yung kung sino mang rebound mo, mag-latch ka lang din doon. So, parang...
Hindi, never ko na-imagine yung sarili ko hurting...
Other people.
Because, I mean, hurting them in a way na I'm gonna choose to love you, pero I haven't moved on yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna choose to love you because I think you're gonna help me. Hindi eh. I'm always, no face. Sige, pagdaanan mo to. Ganun ako. Latcher din ako sa emotions. Latcher ako sa emotions. Well, I think iba-iba naman yung mga tao. And anyways, going back, excess baggage. I like the movie.
Gusto ko yung movie talaga. As in, nakatawa siya. Like, okay lang akong panoorin siya like ulit. Pero baka sa TV na. Pero,
for me, super okay yung ending. Yun yung unang-unang kong sinabi kay Eboy. Eboy, you know what? I like the ending kasi hindi na nila hinard... Hard sell. Na nagkabalikan sila. Hindi sila nagkabalikan. As in, you decide. You as a viewer decide ano yung nangyari.
Pero ako personally, ayoko sila magkabalikan at that moment.
Ako din, ayoko.
Parang iba yung sinabi mo sa akin nung isang araw.
No! Anong sinabi ko sa'yo nung isang araw?
Okay, fine.
Anong sinabi nung isang araw?
Okay, fine.
Inaway?
Wait, baka may ibang tao yun. Anyway, tapos ano kasi, like kasi, di ba that moment is parang may boyfriend na si Angelica dun eh.
Mm.
Ganun, tapos parang nagkaroon sila ng confusion, like parang medyo na-relive yung kanilang past dun sa bar, di ba? Tapos sa kotse.
Ang ganda, sorry, pause. Can I just say, sobrang ganda nung version ng Maybe the Night, nung nasa bar sila. The girl singing, ganda. I like that version. Anyway.
Nagsusto yung original actually. Pero yun, araw-araw ko na naririnig yung kanta na yun.
Maybe
the Night, diba? Oo. Minsan yung naliligo lang ako, tapos naririnig ko yung kapitbahay yung pinapatugtog eh. Or katang isip, alam mo yun? Pero no, wala naman akong anything against Ben and Ben. Ben and Ben are great, pero...
Yeah.
Nagiging mainstream lang sila masyado.
Yeah.
Ang dami
nila. Pero, I mean, because they're good. Well, because I know them personally.
Yeah.
Sobrang happy ako for them. They deserve that recognition.
Yeah, anyway. Di na sila Ben and Ben eh. Ben and Ben and Friends na yun eh.
No,
yeah.
I know. Dati the Benjamins pa yun eh. Anyways, I'll go. Ano
yung sinasabi
ko? Ano
yung
point mo? Nandun sa... Meron girl, may boyfriend na si Angelica.
Oo, may boyfriend na si Angelica noon. Tapos parang... parang feeling mo magkaabalikan na sila. Pero, ang wrong kasi noon...
Kasi may boyfriend si Angelica.
Oo.
Grabe, napaka-moral na rin. Napaka-angating yung tao.
Oo, oh, kaya nga ito yun. Kumbaga...
But you know what? I think other people have a different opinion.
Yeah.
Na okay lang yun. Kasi love naman rin siya.
Coming from last episode pala, magdi-disclaimer lang ako na ang views and opinions namin dito.
Ay,
personal opinions lang. It does not necessarily reflect...
The network.
The views and opinions of the network or this company or this office.
Yes, parang it's not
medyo hindi naman siya violent nag-react, pero alam mo yun na parang nag-react siya dun sa bag. Eh.
Anong bag?
Sa bag na.
Ah, yung
friend natin. Dahil nagbubuhat ng bag daw. Eh bakit ba? Parang sinabi niya sa akin na bakit ba? Eh, isa napagod ako. or napagod ako eh. Parang wala ba akong karapatan maging weak with my significant other? Parang,
again, these are just our views and opinions. We're not saying that everyone should have the same views and opinions.
Oo. Ano lang naman to. Kwento wala kung gusto nyo. Podcast din ko yun.
Or send to us. Tell us your comments.
Oo.
Anyways. So, sorry. Nawawala.
Oo, ganito tayo eh. Di ba? Nagugulo yung listeners natin.
Listeners natin.
20 listeners natin.
Anyways.
Nag...
No, eh, may hindi ba tayo sa okay. topic natin?
Okay.
So...
Kala ko jump na tayo eh.
Ano nga yung sinasabi mo?
Well, yun. Nandun na tayo, nandun pa rin tayo sa ending. Oo. Oh, oh. Nandun pa rin sa ending nung movie.
Ganun yung ending for me.
Oh, bahala na. Kumbaga, bahala na tayo. Bahala na sila kung ano yung gagawin nila sa buhay nila. Wala. Kumbaga, ayoko maging witness sa kung ano man.
Do you think nagkatuloyan sila... Ikaw, kung ikaw gagawa ng ending.
Hindi pa.
Ako din. Ako hindi.
They will eventually... I think they will eventually.
Ikaw may eventually pa. Ako no na.
Bakit?
Parang... Ewan ko. I think kasi the way you want or picture the ending reflects you.
Mm-hmm.
So me, ang gusto kong ending for that movie, wag na. Tama na. I mean,
like tapos one na yung ano lang? Like... strike one lang for
maybe because that's how I yun yung reflection sa sarili ko. Uh-oh. I don't see myself going back to my exes. I mean, we're good friends. We're good friends.
Oh. We're like civil.
Yeah, civil. Pero I don't really see myself. Dati ano pa ako, yung parang movie, baka hindi right time. Ganun. Pero no na, parang hindi talaga. They came to my life na may
for
tinurong, may tinurong lesson sa akin. And thank you for those lessons. Yan. Ikaw.
So, walang remedial classes?
Walang remedial classes? Ikaw. Gusto mo magkatuloyan pa rin eh.
Oh, like personally again. Personally, ano, parang iniwala ko na kunwari, pag naghiwalay kayo, you have one chance.
Again.
May one more chance.
Aww.
Every time. Pero after nun, parang wala na. Parang you didn't work, di na siya nag-work out ulit eh. So,
ano yun? Fool me once, shame on
me. Shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fooled me twice.
Ah, ako naman yung side ko. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Hindi.
Okay, iba lang tayo ng sentence. Anyways. Okay. Game?
Sige. So, paano ka nag-deal sa mga ex mo, like, how did you, like, recover after exes? Like, how did you ano yung road to the new fame mo? Nagpagupit ka ba? Parang si Basha.
Hindi eh. Ano ako? How did I deal with my ex? I consider 3 people in my life na ex talaga. One of the 3, legit, kasi naging kami talaga. How I dealt with it, matagal eh. Matagal yung recuperation. Matagal yung stage ko na yun. Pero hindi naman ako yung parang, aawayin ka siya, ganyan, pupunta. Hindi, ako lagi lumalayo.
Hindi ka confrontational eh.
Hindi ako confrontational talaga. Ako yung lalayo talaga. Ako yung hindi magsasalita. Ako yung hihintayin ko lang siya.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung akin. Maybe because then I'm scared na kapag kapag mas inaway ko pa siya, hindi away term eh. Mas kinonfront ko pa siya, mas hindi ako makamove on. Parang ano ulit, agad. Well, dun kasi din sa tatlong yun. Yung tatlong stages na yun. Tatlong ex na yun. I nilagay ko agad yung mindset ko na, Faye, you need to move on agad kasi mag-aaral ka pa. Magkatrabaho ka pa. Ganun. So, okay. Pero, kaya din siguro matagal ako nag-heal kasi wala akong ano, like hindi ko siya kinonfront, gets?
Oh. Kasi hindi niyo pinag-usapan eh. Basically, parang...
hindi niyo pinag-usapan.
Wait. Paano ba kaya... So,
well, I had one.
Okay.
Ang marinig ng listeners
natin. So, paano ba kayo naghiwalay nung ex na yun? Siya, itong ex na to yung pinag-uusapan
na
mo.
Na yung legit, no.
Ay, hindi. Yung...
But
sige, itong si legit. Sige, fine.
Si legit, maayos. I mean, basta nagka that we just realized na oh, this is not working. It's not working.
Okay.
And then, hindi na kami nag-usap bigla. Tapos parang a few weeks after nag-usap ulit kami. Basta medyo on-off.
Oo.
Pero at the end of it, okay naman. Yung next...
Ito yung...
Wala talaga, dude. Walang communication.
Biglang putol lang?
Naputol lang talaga.
Oh, tapos?
As in putol.
Oo.
Tapos biglang nagparamdam siya pero hindi in my face.
Paanong paraan?
Ayoko na sabihin.
Bakit?
I feel guilty.
Parang...
Hindi, basta naputol, no home, nagparamdam siya, pero imagine nyo na lang, basta hindi in my face. Like, hindi kami nagkita.
Like text?
Not text. Anyways, no.
Okay, fine. But then, bakit hindi siya nagpakita sa'yo?
I don't know. Let's leave it to him. If he is or his friends are listening, iwan na natin sa kanya. I really think Eboy, nahawakan ko sa Eboy right now for our listeners.
Bitawin mo ako!
I think he deserves that respect na siya na.
Hindi naman natin ina-name drop yung mga to eh.
Ayoko nga! Ayoko! And anyways, yun, so walang com. And then yung third, ako yung humiwalay. I mean, ako yung hindi nag-check, face stop, this is wrong, ganun. Ayan. Anong question mo?
Ayan. Paano ka nag-deal? So, paano ka nag-move?
Ang ganda talaga eh. Ganun talaga ako eh.
Parang sarili mong own. Like on your own na lang nag-decide.
Because I don't wanna hurt people. I don't wanna hurt myself more. I don't wanna hurt them.
Ay, yung kanina mo sinabi pangalan, nagbababay siya sa tao dito
Bakit sabihin
niyo yung pangalan nung isa doon sa mga lalaki na sinabi niya? Hindi.
Ayun. You know me, Eboy. Eboy knows me a lot.
Oh, gusto ko lang na i-share mo sa mga tao yung mga alam ko kasi...
Ikaw lang yun, Eboy. Hindi nga alam mo mga friends.
Kasi gusto kong i-share yung isang bagay kasi ayaw mo sabi mo wag.
Hindi, masama eh. Bad eh. Pero ayun, laging on my own. Because again, I don't wanna hurt other people.
Yeah.
I wanna hurt them back. Parang, you hurt me, you don't deserve na i-hurt kita back. Kahit nagalit ako sa'yo.
Hindi mo pwedeng gano'n.
Pero
parang,
feeling ko na-hurt ko rin sila of me not talking to them.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Kasi bigla kang si Faye yung tipo na biglang nawawala sa radar.
Huh?
Ikaw yung tipo na nawawala sa radar.
Alam mo kasi feeling ko, hindi din naman nila ako hinanap eh. After.
Hindi ka nila mahanap eh. Probably.
Gusto ba nilang hanapin?
Ewan ko.
Tanungin mo sila.
Ewan ko.
Tinatanong ko kayo.
So, hinanap nyo ba sila? So, kung hinanap nyo ba si Faye nung naghiwalay kayo?
Hindi.
Kung sakali na lang, i-message nyo na lang kami sa
no.
Sa IG.
Okay, going back to you. To you naman. How did you deal with your exes?
Again, hindi ako latcher. I mean, latcher ako probably, like, internally lang. Pero,
Internally ka nagla-latch.
Oo, pero yun, kumbaga, I just accept everything na wala eh. Hindi talaga nag-work eh.
You know what, Eboy?
What?
Maybe because ganyan ka, kasi you never truly love them. That's why it's okay for you na, okay, sige, fine.
Hindi lang ako outward na tao, pero yeah, I think I love them naman.
Aww.
So, napaisip tuloy ako.
Maybe vulnerable si Eboy.
Napaisip tuloy ko yun. Siyempre, ano to yun. Dami nakakanig, nakikinig and stuff. Anyway.
See? I told you.
Maganda yung kwento nung sa'yo eh.
Ayoko talaga. Anyways, guys.
Oh.
Don't do that. Don't.
Yun, kung, like, if you're...
How to be a good... Wala pa.
If you're listening, like, dude, kung paano ka naghiwalay ng dude, never do that to another person.
Yeah, never.
Kasi sobrang...
Hindi na lang magigets. Never, my tip, never, huwag kang biglang mawala. Please.
Oh, like if you're gonna break up with someone, like explain it like first hand. Like, ewan ko, face to face. Actually, we never, like sa mga exes ko, it never happened na face to face yung breakup.
Pero, huwag kang mawala. Gets? Iba yung mawala eh. As in, like, wala ka, hindi ka makontakt, hindi ka mahanap, hindi ka makita. Kahit text, wala. Huwag ganun.
Huwag ganun.
Yeah, imagine like you, imagine people doing that to you.
Uh-oh.
That's bad.
Balik tayo dun sa kanina na sinabi ko, like, do you keep stuff from your ex? Do you, hindi, kung, if you don't
literal keep... Literal stuff?
If you don't keep them or the stuff, do you return them or just throw it away?
Eto, do I have three? My first legit ex, as in yung naging boyfriend ko talaga, I returned his gifts to me. That is bad. Later ko na lang na-realize na family yung ginawa mo. Kasi... Uh-huh. Gift na yun sa'yo eh. He shared a part of you. Mali, pero parang immature, sobrang immature ko pa nun. Binalik ko talaga, sa'yo na! Ayoko, iniwan ko talaga. Tapos, second, na-realize ko lang, wala mo siya binigay sa akin.
Marami?
Wala siyang binigay sa akin.
Wala!
Wala!
Galing to. favorite ka doon ex mo na to eh.
Wala!
Character to eh.
Wala! Kasarihan ko, mal pinipinig ko regal.
Feeling ko kaya natin mag-podcast na siya lang yung pinag-uusapan. Joke lang.
Hindi. Wala siya binigay sa amin. Just good, fine. Sige, wala naman akong...
Gano'ng kayo katagal nun?
5 months. See? Pero friends na kasi talaga
kami. Hindi, beforehand, friends kayo, di ba? So, 5 months lang actually months official na. Kayo.
Hindi nga official.
Technical...
Wala ko na pag-usapan eh, boy! Shut up
kahit,
na ako.
Kahit Burger King. Ay wala tayong wag pala brands.
No, brands.
Kahit Ginebra San. Kahit Ginebra San Miguel hindi ka binigyan.
Hindi naman kami syempre, hati ganyan, flowers ganyan. Pero like thing bagay wala. The third kasi hindi mo naman maka-count yun. Super na hurt lang ako.
Yeah.
Pero hindi mo maka-count. Wala naman binigay sa.
Oo nga. Ano lang. Sakit, hindi, joke lang. Sakit ng puso and stuff.
Oh. Ikaw, do you keep a return?
Like yung mga stuff?
Mm.
Yeah, oh. Pero yun nga, kasi
you
nga.
You return?
Hindi, I keep.
Ah, you keep.
Kasi nga, sayang yung mga bag. Ano yun? Parang, hindi naman ako binigyan ng phone. For example lang, paano ako binigyan ako ng phone, tapos naghiwalay kami. So, sorry ka ba yun? No.
Dapat no.
Oh, phone
dapat
eh. No. Bigay niya yun, Ewan. Bigay niya yun. Bigay niya kasi yun. So parang like, bukal sa kalooban niya magbigay. So bakit mo ibabalik? Ganun. Two, phone yun eh. Hindi. Tsaka ano naman eh, yun nga, yung sinasabi ko kanina from like the first few minutes nitong episode is, pwede mo namang itapon yung ibig sabihin ng isang bagay and just keep the bagay just for you.
Ganun. Keep the bagay for you. Sobrang con.
Keep the stuff.
Keep the bagay for you. Keep the bagay alone. Ano kaya?
Keep the bagay alone.
Yeah, pero tama naman si Eboy. See. So dito nakikita niya lang si Eboy talaga yung mature.
Mas
mature na rin naman.
No? Matanda kasi ako. Yeah.
Pero okay, another thing I noticed. Wala lang out of nowhere. Notice ko lang. Talagang naka-move on na tayong dalawa. Kasi we can talk about these topics freely.
Oo naman.
Yeah.
Nang hindi
parang, kawawa ka nung time na yun.
Yeah. I mean, hindi naman tayo dapat nagsusulk sa mga nakaraan. You should like dwell in the, di dwell in term. Pero you should like live in the present and stuff. YOLO and stuff.
Yeah. And I think, again, I'm quoting Nikki Hill. I think also...
Sobrang idol niya si Nikki Hill, by the way.
Nikki Hill, if you're listening. Okay, sorry, excuse me. May sinabi na maganda si Nikki Hill eh. Kaya yun na yung philosophy ko ever since the first... Actually, ever since the second. Yung kasi diba tatlo? Ever since the second. Sabi ni Nikki Hill, you know what? Life comes in season. Season mong maging single, season mong masaktan, season mong maging mom, season mong maging single, ganyan. And remember na yung seasons hindi nagla-last. So once you're in that season, enjoy it. Meron kang matututunan sa season ng life mo na yan, etc. Pero yun parang wag ka mag-alala kasi yung seasons na yan hindi nagla-last. So sabi ko okay, and then may sinabi pa siya, every heartbreak you get, it only means you're getting closer to your destination. So, sa dami na ng gates na napuntahan ko, kung airport, sa dami na ng gates na napuntahan ko, feeling ko maubos ko na yung airport.
So parang
malapit na ako sa destination ko.
Eh, paano pag na-cancel yung flight? Na-cancel yung flight mo bigla.
Nanda sa ha?
Joke lang.
Metaphor. Pag na-cancel.
Oh, kasi di ba, madami ka nang pinagdaanan. So, na-realize mo na parang hindi pala ito yung ruta na gusto mo.
Mm. You can always return. Again, it's your
through
choice.
Those gates?
I don't know, with you. Ang hirap na ng metaphor na
ito. Oh nga eh. Eko eh. Excess baggage kasi.
Pero, ayun, ikaw.
I think, hindi, wala akong maisip. Sorry.
Sige, move on na tayo.
Sige, move on tayo sa third point natin. Paano ka magiging good ex?
Good ex. Rules of being a good ex.
Oh.
Actually, can I start with the question?
Sige, may sige,
yung
sige.
Friend natin from downstairs,
hi.
Nag-asks siya, sabi niya,
kanina pa naman ito, hindi naman ito live. Hindi naman ito live.
Hindi live, hindi live. Sabi niya, exes ng tropa, off limits ba?
Ah.
Ako, oo. Pero kasi at the end of it, meron din ako philosophy na pag feelings na kasi nila yun, di ba na yun na, ano eh, mapipigilan eh.
Parang, for me, siguro, in time.
No, agad-agad.
Oh, yung, hindi pala ex yun, kasi meron kasi akong friend nung college eh, na ano yun, org mates yun, na isa to sa mga classic kwento nung college eh. Yun. Basically, itong si girl is together with this brother of ours. Ganyan. Tapos, apparently, may something na sila with this another brother namin. Ganyan. So, medyo nagka-drama dun sa org. Ganyan. Alam ko, nagkasuntukan pa sila somewhere. Ganyan. Pero hindi, yun nga. Again, mali pala. Di pala sila mag-ex pa nun. Kasi, basically, nag-overlap. Ganyan. Tapos,
cheat? Nag-cheat?
Oh, ganun.
Oh my. Oh.
Tapos nauso doon yung ano eh, uso yung kanta ng Evidence, yung kanta ng Urban Dub na Evidence noon eh.
Ano yung Evidence?
Yung Caught You in the Arms of a Lover, parang ganun.
Caught you
in the arms of a lover. Yun, basta yun. I've been dying every day since then. Ayun yung uso noon. So yung joke namin, caught you in the arms of a brother.
Okay.
Well, okay naman na sila ngayon. Like, yung tatlong parties na involved is like masaya sa sarili-sarili ng relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Yung isang guy actually, like, kinasal na and ano na. Mm-hmm. And may, and 3 months preggy na yung kanyang, ano, kanyang wife. So, congrats.
Pero, again, going back, hindi mo sinagod yung tanong
niya. Oo nga eh.
Nag-segue. Excess ng tropa, off limits ba?
Yun nga, I think okay lang, depende sa, like, timing.
Mm.
Like, kung, like, after 3 days, tapos biglang din kayo, medyo weird yun. Hindi, ang weird nun. Pero, like, maybe, like, give them time to, ano, recover themselves.
Oo, respect din kasi yun.
Oo, na parang...
And, kung part ka ng tropa, witness ka sa love life nila. Nagmahala naman talaga siguro sila, di ba?
Oo.
Kahit na sabihin mong hindi siya nagmahalan eh, hindi, respect pa din.
Oo, yun, isa sa parang maging good ex, like, respeto lang. Ganun.
Ganun. Okay, sorry. Gusto ko i-describe yung mukha ni Eboy.
Gigil, may gigil ba?
Hindi. Sinabi mo, respect lang. Tapos nag-smile ka, parang, good job, Eboy. Parang ganun yung mukha mo. Good job, Eboy. Good answer.
Ganun na sinabi ko ba? Ganun, parang ganun.
Ito, I have another question. Yung, halimbawa, meron ka ng girlfriend.
Mm.
Yung girlfriend na yun, friends sila ng ex niya, okay lang sa'yo.
Okay lang.
Oh, that's good. Actually, ako din. Okay din.
Kasi parang tiwala na din naman. Alam mong friends sila. So, parang bakit mo, like, ba't mo paghihiwalayin yung friendship nila? Like,
and maybe nagsamahan sila eh.
Yeah. Walang problema maging kaibigan sa ex. Yung problema is nagkaroon ng mali siya yung friendship na yun. Oh. Pero, tiwala lang naman yun.
At saka, for girls, well, again, this is my opinion. I'm not generalizing. Alam to na Eboy. Naniniwala na sa Eboy sa akin because I said this. And nakita niya to. I think girls have a high instincts. Malakas yung instincts ng girl. Like, malakas instinct ko. Pag may na-feel kang something, halimbawa, friends sila ng ex niya. Tapos may na-feel, okay lang yun. I mean, hello, hindi naman ibig sa... Hello, normal lang yun. Mm. Pero pag may na-feel ka na something is wrong, something is fishy,
Magtanong ka na.
Pero huwag ka naman kung sumugod agad magalit. Anuhin mo lang. Pakiramdaman mo lang. Pero ako talaga naniniwala ako sa instinct. Nararamdaman ko pag may something pagwala. So, yun na yung mali kapag may na-feel ka na tapos nasabi, nakita mo pang, oh shit, meron nga. And I know what I'm trying to, tiyatry kong hindi magmura. Anyways. Ayun.
Yan.
So, normal lang. What are your rules, Eboy? How to be a good ex?
Well, one, ex mo siya, pero they deserve some respect.
Some lang, ha?
I mean, try not to badmouth them to every person you meet. Parang,
normal na magalit ka. Normal na mag-badmouth ka.
Parang magkukwento ka, halimbawa, like, hanggang sa kung bakit kayo nag-break. Period. Pero wag mo nang kunwari, nag-break kayo dahil sa, like, may third party siya, for example. Tapos, parang hanggang doon na lang, wag mo nang siraan pa yung tao and stuff. Kasi may sarili siyang buhay and stuff. Unless, magkikita siguro. Pero, yun nga, hanggat maaari, like, be a good person. Kasi you don't want to be, like, the bad person na parang porke hiniwalayan ka na parang siniraan mo na yung tao. No, wag ganun.
That's bad. Ako, because you said that, ako na-realize ko, to be a good ex, you have to, sabi niya, Eboy, give respect to your ex, pero ako, give respect to yourself. I mean, huwag mo na siyang patulan pa. Kung may ginawa man, kung sino man sa inyo may ginawa masama, hindi na yun in question. Ang dapat na lang mangyari is, give yourself enough respect to like, pull yourself out of that hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't drag your ex into this. Don't drag your ex anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless, for example lang, hindi. Ito, random question. Like, is it okay, if you're in a relationship na bago? Like, is it okay, to talk about your ex to your, current? Or weird ba yun?
Ano, ako, weird yun. I talked to several of my guy friends. Sabi nila, weird yun for them. Parang, kapain mo muna, huwag yung agad-agad. Kapag comfortable na kayo enough, ayaw, kasi guys perspective to sa ng friends ko. Sabi nila, nakakairita daw yung feeling kasi na ninanag ka ng girlfriend mo about your ex. Parang, why? Why do you have to know these things? Parang, dapat tapos magagalit ka. It's true.
Parang naghahanap ka lang ng trigger.
Oo. I mean, I think for girls then, if you genuinely want to ask about your boyfriend's ex, make sure mo lang na hindi ka magagalit.
Oo, hindi ka magiging affected dun sa sinabi.
Kasi I think guys will, alam mo, ikaw, tiyanong kita.
Oh.
You will tell me eh. I mean,
I will.
Straight, ang mga, I think ang guys kasi, sasagutin ko yung tanong mo. Ganun lang. Malang mali siya in their heads. Tayo naman ng mga babae naglalagay ng mali siya sa heads na.
Again, opinion po ng host do.
Ayun, so Eboy, answering your question. At nasa, kung sino mang nagtanong sa inyo, nasa kanya yung bola talaga. Mm. Kung ikaw nagtanong, make sure hindi ka magagalit.
Well, ako kasi mahilig ako magtanong.
mahilig ka magtanong. Bakit? Anong point mo? Bakit ka nagtanong?
Wala lang. Just getting to know the person
siguro. Pinifish mo eh.
Nagkifish lang.
Pinifish mo sila. Iniisip mo na agad, okay ba to? Hindi ba to?
Hindi, natanong ko na eh.
do you really wanna go there? Medyo,
40 minutes na pa eh.
40 minutes na pala. Shocking timing. Anyways, do you have anything else to say? To be a good ex?
Wait, ano ba? Last points on how to be a good ex. From your previous relationships, dapat nag-learn ka na dun.
Oh.
Na always na parang going
that's a good one.
Towards your next relationship, dapat hindi mo na mauulit kung ano yung mali. Again, kasi it didn't work out kasi merong mali eh.
Hindi naman sa hindi mauulit. Alam mo na yung mga mali at hindi mali. Choice mo
kung gagawin mo ulit yung mali.
Yeah. I think hindi mo maiwasan magkamali ulit eh. Magkakamali at magkakamali ka. It's how you, I think the journey of you thinking, gagawin ko ba ito ulit? Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Medyo sapi tong ano to. itong episode oh, na to.
Ano ba? For the likes to.
Di-request to eh. Wait, hindi nga. If you have suggestions, sobrang na-appreciate namin na
eh. Oo, kasi mahirap mag-isip ng ganito eh.
Pag may suggestion pa yung topics, if you wanna tell us, guys, kakairita
kayo siya. Bro, kung meron kayong feedback talaga and suggestions on how we can improve and suggestions ng mga topics, you can always contact us somewhere. Somewhere. Ayaw ibigay yung ano. Ayaw ibigay yung mga
ano. Nangihinang ano, hindi nagbigay ko sa iyo contact.
Kung kilala, so far naman, mga kilala lang naman natin na ikinig nito eh. So, might as well, alam nyo, kilala nyo naman kami.
Anyways, that's a good one. Topic, eh, boy. Yeah. Hindi naman namin alam yeah.
Paano ba, so, yun yung next topic, paano tinatapos yun? Paano nagtatapos yung mga podcast episodes?
Ah, ito na lang. Ay, hindi, gusto ko mag-end tayo ng magandang tanong eh.
Oh, sige.
Tasagot.
May magandang tanong ka ba dyan?
Wala.
Baka for next episode na lang.
Ah, ito na lang.
Okay.
Do you think, Ebo, you were a good ex? Yun na lang.
I am.
You
or,
are.
I am? Oh.
Okay.
Kasi, yun nga, yung mga sinabi ko na, I don't really badmouth my exes. Unless, like, kinukwento ko kung paano, like, nagtapos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, parang, oh, plus, parang pag tinatanong ako, nasa na siya, ayun, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Ganito na siya ngayon, blah. Ganun. I don't really like badmouthing people.
Yeah, I think I avoid that as a flex. Or,
I don't really like badmouthing people for the sake of badmouthing them kasi, minsan yung bibig ko walang busine. So,
lagyan na, bilhan natin ng busine. Yeah, I think also Ebo is a good ex. Me? No, I think like, sa ugali mo, based on your ugali, and how I knew you. Me, I think I was a good ex. I wasn't a good ex to myself.
Oo. Like, parang...
Which is a lesson learned.
Parang feeling ko, parang sinisisi mo yung lahat sa'yo eh.
Oo.
Ganun.
So, I was a good ex. I believe I was a good ex. I wasn't a good ex.
Yeah, hindi naman ikaw yung nakipaghiwalay through...
Ano? Okay, bye-bye!
At dyan po nagtatapos ang episode. Ito.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, bye guys! And
hindi ko natin alam yan.
Wala pa tayong sign off talaga. Okay. So, maybe like good night. Good night!
Good night!
Tagal.